If you will take and turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter number 13. And verse number 13. The scripture says, He doeth great wonders, so that He maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now watch verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. Deception's the hallmark of the Antichrist and of the age. This is one of the most deceptive times that men have ever lived in. You have to try your spirits. You have to weigh what you hear. You have to discern what's going on, what the controlled media is feeding you. Find out what their motive is, and you'll find out how they spin whatever you're hearing. This morning I'm going to talk to you on a subject that you don't hear much about. It's called the NASA's Project Blue Beam. How many's ever heard of that? Blue Beam. Just a few. See, it's been kept hush-hush. And, of course, for obvious reasons, it's part of the great deception. And I want to talk about it a little bit this morning. First of all, let's talk about what the UN's trying to do, this New World Order. They want to do this. They want to abolish all Christian traditional religions in order to replace them by a one-world religion based on the cult of man, self-worship, self-esteem. They want to abolish all national identity and national pride in order to establish a world identity and world pride, global citizens. To abolish the family as known today in order to replace it by individuals all working for the glory of one world government. Therefore, the assault on the home and the sodomite agenda and all that goes with it. To destroy all individual artistic, scientific, creating works to implement a world government, one mind sight. In other words, they are discouraging individual scientific analysis and exploration. You may not know this, but 116 scientists have died just in the last few years under very spurious conditions, uncertain as to why these many of them young men have died. Andrew Breitbart, how many has ever heard of him? You should have. You should know. Andrew Breitbart was a conservative journalist who openly assaulted or attacked the controlled media, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, a lot of Fox, and MSNBC and the rest of them, New York Times, the major news outlets of the world. That's the controlled media. Andrew Breitbart showed the hypocrisy. Then right before he died, at age 40, 43 was it, something in there? Right before he died, he said he had some tapes of Barack Obama that would apparently essentially destroy his credibility with the American people and show him for what he was. And then he came up, died mysteriously of a heart attack. How many of you know today that heart attacks can be created? You better believe it. And that's an easy way to get rid of someone, is to use what's called natural causes. In other words, a bullet came from a gun that can be traced to a murderer, what have you. But if someone dies from a heart attack or what have you, or a plane goes down with 200 people on board or whatever, it's a lot harder to trace it. And there are many people on the internet, just type in the name Andrew Breitbart, who firmly believe that President Obama was directly involved in the killing of this man. I don't know what happened, but I do know this. I do know that he died of natural causes, heart attack, at age 40-something, right before he was about to release these tapes. So it was a very convenient death, wasn't it? And Nancy Schaefer, as I mentioned to you before, the Georgia senator who got in head over heels into what was happening through the children's system, I forget the name of it now, where they take the children from the homes and and Department of Human Services, and the children were being ferreted off to pedophiles, and all kinds of dirty, nasty stuff was happening to them. And she, the deeper she got, the bigger it got. The deeper she got, the wider the spectrum got. The deeper she got, the more people were involved in it. And then she came up dead, ostensibly because her husband killed her and then killed himself, apparently. A suicide, found both of them shot to death in their beds. And the story is that it was a murder-suicide. A lot of people in Georgia and around the country don't believe it for a minute. Here's the warning. If you get into this stuff and start researching it and get deep into it and begin to reveal what's going on, the great deception, the deceptive mantle that has settled down upon humanity, then you endanger yourself. That's the idea. So as the church has fallen into the trap, it is a dumb dog. The only thing you'll hear in most of the church houses in this country is a lot of moralizing and Christian cliches about being good to each other and how God loves you and wants you to have a happy home and feel good religion, and that's it. While they die about you, and the world falls into the hands of the Antichrist. And then the ignorant Christians go to the polls in November and vote an Antichrist into office. That's what's going on. So in any event, this one world government is moving apace. Believe me, it is moving quickly. They want to. They are set about, the United Nations is, for the implementation of universal and obligatory membership to the United Nations. Transcends the United Nations by multi-military and multi-police force. A worldwide justice department through the United Nations with an international criminal court. The Vice President Joe Biden just the other day said that we need a global... How many of you heard it? Tax. We need a global tax. Here's the problem, folks, and I know I have to deal with it. I do. I understand that. And I'll confess to you right now. I do. Most people don't want to hear this. Most people want to live happy lives. Their own thing they're concerned about is their income and their family and their immediate possessions, their immediate group. And they live in what's called a comfort zone. And when you start talking to people about what's really going on and what's coming down and what's coming their way, like a tsunami, they don't want to hear it. And the ostrich syndrome runs deep in the church. They bury their head in the sand and they think it's going to go away. It's not going away. They're taking your children away, but it's not going to go away. That's a fact. But anyway, the New World Religion is on its way. Let's talk about Project Bluebeam. A Canadian researcher by the name of Sergi Monast, M-O-N-A-S-T, was 46 years old when he came out in 1996 with this profound research into Project Bluebeam. Guess what happened to him? Died of a heart attack. 46 years old. Died of a heart attack. He told them, he said, I probably won't live long because I have crossed the line, apparently. I've dug up too much information. There's too much going on, so forth and so on. Now, just think a moment. Just get real quiet and think for a moment. How much courage do you see in the church? And how much courage do you see in people out here who are patriots or for whatever reason, they want to know what's going on and they try to warn people? Where do you think the courage is? It's not in the church house. No. The courage is out there. And it's a shame that it has to be that way, but that's just the way it is. The courage is found among people who want the truth and want to get the truth out and disseminate the truth. And many of these people are Christian people, but they're not doing it through a church. They're doing it because of their own desire to warn people about the coming of the Lord. Now, what greater thing could Satan have you do to be part of the deception? What's the greatest thing he could have you do? Just be quiet. That's called tacit approval. What's tacit approval? Tacit approval is this. You see a man violating a woman, and you do nothing about it, say nothing about it, you just approved of it. That's called tacit approval. And that's what's going on, and that's the bad part about the thing. Project Blue Beam is a serious effort. Now, this is important. It's a very serious effort to implement the New Age religion. All right? Now, we know for decades the church has fallen away from the doctrine of Christ. We know that. We know it's nothing but a feel-good religion. We know that. But in order to implement this New Age religion, this New Age, this new world, one world religion, they have some things they're going to do. Now, here are some steps that Manasseh says that they intend to do. Number one, they're going to engineer earthquakes and hoaxed discoveries. Are they able to control the weather? You ask yourself that question. Can they control the weather? That's a remarkable thought, because I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but just the other day I heard a national meteorologist say that we might as well get ready, because the whole weather patterns are beginning to change, and that everything now is more severe and extreme than what it used to be. And it has, no question about it. I grew up around this area. We've got tornadoes every year now. We never had a tornado when I was a kid. Didn't exist. Not in this area. They told us time and again, they said these mountains protect Tennessee Valley. And so we had no tornadoes. And hail's coming all the time, isn't it? Yeah. You see these cars around here everywhere beat up, beaten, dents all over them. You know it's from hail. Exactly. If they can control the weather, then therefore they are in the possession of technology that'll blow your mind to control the weather. And so they engineer earthquakes. The tsunami that hit Japan over a year ago now. All those people that died. Somebody said 20 to 30,000 people died in Japan. The effects of that have yet to be felt in the United States, because all the radiation that was loosed is in the Pacific Ocean. It took it time to cross the Pacific. Now it's coming on into Alaska and the western coast, western continental coast of the United States. And what's going on here is that something profound is beginning to change the weather. Now, how many of you are aware of these strange noises that are going on? Now, I'm not talking about flying saucers. I'm not talking about weird, crazy stuff that doesn't exist. All you've got to do is go into the internet, go to YouTube or anywhere you want to, and type in strange noises, and they'll pull up videos where these people have videoed this thing, and you can hear the noise. You can hear it. And there's no real explanation for it. One scientist came along and said, well, it's just a deviation of the atmosphere doing this and this and this and blah, blah. Just a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Noises. Why are these noises being fed down to the American people? Not only us, but all around the world. What's the source of these noises? Strange noises. Strange things are happening, folks. All these birds falling from the sky. Fish washing up on shore. Strange stuff is going on. And so these people, if they can engineer earthquakes and they can do these things, then what they are doing is preparing the American public for a big shock. Archaeology proves the Bible. You know that. The Bible has never been disproven by archaeology. Never. Never has. One of your strongest arguments for belief in the Word of God is the archaeologist. They have never found anything that ever contradicted the Word of God. Never. But every find they ever make supports Scripture. But they are going to use these earthquakes to create hoaxes that are going to overthrow the archaeological evidence of the Bible and say Scripture was wrong. They've got to attack the Word of God. They've got to attack the veracity, the authenticity, the genuineness of this book. If they can make this book into a fable, that's what they tried to do down there in Tennessee in 1926, the Scopes Monkey Trial, Clarence Darrow, they attacked the first five books of the Bible. If they can make it a fable, folks, then you've lost your foundation for what you believe. So purportedly, by archaeology, by new discoveries in archaeology, which won't be a discovery at all, it'll be an implant, it'll be something they put there, they're going to assault the authority of Scripture. That's a big deal. Here's step number two in their attempt And that is this big space show that's coming in the sky. How many of you know what a hologram is? A three-dimensional. You see TVs now are going three-dimensional. You know, all before, they haven't been three-dimensional. And a three-dimensional, in other words, gives you the location in distance. Depth gives you depth, location. You can see here, then you can see distance behind it and in front of it. Depth. Three-dimensional gives you that, which gives you far more projection of being there, of reality with three-dimensional. Now, they can project, folks. Now, they can do this. They can project an image of a jet fighter in the sky, three-dimensional and holographic. In plainer words, you wouldn't know it wasn't real. They can do that now. They can do it. If they can project the image of a fighter in the sky, they can also project an image of a Jesus or a religious figure in the sky. A holographic three-dimensional image, which would deceive someone into believing that a Messiah or a Christ has showed up, which is part of the great deception to destroy our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and bring about a one world religion. Have you noticed, folks, here's the spirit of the age. Oh, Jesus is a great teacher. Oh, he's your Savior. That's wonderful. But he's your Savior and your teacher. He's just one of many. Everybody's got their own way and their own teacher, their own religion. Therefore, they're going to ram it into the heads of your children in school. You've got to respect all religions. For all religions are valid. What's that called? What is that? You see, that's deception. That's where it is today. A constant barrage of attacks against the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, starting with the New Bibles. Because the New Bibles came along and attacked his deity. Here and there, here and there, here and there. They attack his deity. And the so-called Bible scholars or professors in these Bible colleges came along and said, well, it may have changed a word here or there, but the basic doctrines are still in the Bible. That's right now. What if the Lord doesn't come back for another 100 years? What's going to be left when they've chipped away? All of it based on a bunch of corrupted manuscripts. See what I mean? Truths are absolute, folks. God is an absolute being. He's not a relative being. When I say God is absolute, here's what I mean. Your perception of God and my perception of God may be different. So God's one thing to you and God's something else to me. That's garbage. God's God. He's almighty. He said, I change not. He's immutable. Problem is, if my perception of God is not right, my perception needs to change. See what I mean? That's absolute. He's an absolute being. And of course, he exists because he exists. That's part of his absoluteness. So they want to make you part of a global religious system. They want to take the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ away. They want to take it away. And if they can do that, they've made you a global citizen. So this big show is coming. Now, some have said, and I don't know if you can prove this or not, because some of this stuff, they have said that they have the power, the ability to pull objects like a tractor beam. Pull them up. You remember the old Star Trek where they beam me up, Scotty? Whatever it was. I used to watch Star Trek religiously. I watched it every time it came on till I got saved. And when I got saved, immediately, all of that junk just turned off in my heart. I didn't care anything about Star Trek. I didn't care anything about what's out there beyond. I couldn't have cared less because it meant nothing to me. I knew then who made all that. And all of that was a bunch of foolishness. You know that Gene Roddenberry, the one who created Star Trek, they cremated him when he died and carried his ashes into space. Yeah, that's what he wanted. I mean, that's not much of a hope, is it? But if this is possible, this tractor beam, if this is possible, imagine the scenario where they have projected in the sky a three-dimensional holographic image of a Christ, and then all of a sudden we have some people leaving, and this could mimic the so-called rapture, and this is part of the great deception that's coming on the earth. In plainer words, when the Lord Jesus does come and catches his saints up to be with him in the sky, If they can turn around and do the same thing, then they can claim authority for whatever has happened. You following me here? You realize how people are so brainwashed today that they don't know much about the Bible. But what we're talking about is a profound thing. Now, 50 years ago, if the Lord had come back for His bride, a whole lot of people would leave this place. But today, you see what I mean? The size of the church of God has dwindled. I'm not talking about all the people who go to church. I'm talking about the people in the church who are truly born again. Because they're the only ones that are going to go when He comes. What a mass deception. What a deception. If I didn't say anything else this morning, if I got you to think about what I just said, that they can project a three-dimensional holographic image into the sky, project that image into the sky, there you see it. About 3 or 4 years ago, right before the election, John King or one of the guys on CNN, I don't know if you saw it that night, but he was hundreds of miles away. He was hundreds of miles away, and they had a booth. They had some kind of a thing set up on the set where one of their commentators was talking, and he appeared on that set in a three-dimensional holographic image. He wasn't really there, but if you hadn't been told, you wouldn't know it. And that was years ago. I saw it. I said to myself when I saw that, they've come a long way. Yes, they have. They can project that image into the sky. So this is part of the great deception, the idea that this is, they have the ability to control what you see. They also have the ability to control what you think. The third step is a telepathic electronic two-way communication. Plain words, mind control. You've already been subjected to subliminal images and subliminal messages for decades. It all started back when John Todd started years ago talking about backmasking. He was taking tapes or taking platters. Back then, they still had these old 33 and a third platter, vinyl. You could play them backwards. Well, nobody ever played them backwards, but if you played it backwards, lo and behold, these messages started coming out. And somebody said, well, then if you could only hear it going backwards, what's the point? Because nobody ever plays it backward. The idea is that it's embedded in there. And you may not be conscious of it, but it's still going to come out. Subliminal messages have been used for decades to sell products, ferret people in certain directions. You are being brainwashed, to quote Eric Holder. You talk about an elitist snob. He has no more respect for you than he does a dog, to say that he can brainwash you into giving up your guns. That's what he said in 1995 or 96. Now, what does that say? That says he has no respect for you. He says he thinks that you're a moron. That's what that means. But they are brainwashing you. You're being brainwashed right now. And this brainwashing that's going to be used is going to be on such a high level that only a government could control that kind of power. To put images, thoughts, and ideas into your mind. To control how you think. They've taken people, and it's been proven fact, and through a process of intimidation, drugs, and electronic infusion, they've been able to brainwash them. There's no question about that. And you have to deprogram them. And people have been doing that for some time. But this great deception that's coming down upon this earth is going to be, it'll be unbelievably more powerful than anything that has ever happened to planet Earth. You've already had your ability to differentiate good and evil assaulted. Through twilight, we have girls in this country right now who are swooning over vampires. We have websites that are that are set up so that they can communicate with vampires. We have a movie coming out now. I just saw the trailer. They were talking about this thing. It is Battleship. This movie's coming out in just a few days. What is it? It's an invasion of the earth by alien beings. That is the next step in the great deception coming down on this earth. It is that we are going to be invaded from outer space by alien beings. Now, back in the 50s, that was a big deal. Then it dropped off. But now it's starting to pick up again. The reason it's picking up again is because of all this communication that's going on with outer space to be invaded by alien beings. Now, we've already been invaded by alien beings. But they didn't come from outer space. They came from inner space. What are they? They're demons. Doctrines of demons. Now, if the Lord Jesus Christ could have presented before him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, did he? Was the Lord Jesus Christ fooled by an illusion? You better think before you answer that one. So then what he saw was real, right? What Satan presented to him was in a moment of time he was capable of taking the kingdoms past, present, and future and presenting them before the Lord Jesus Christ and offering him that power. The Lord rejected it. But if this spirit being, which is Lucifer, has that ability to project before the mind and soul of someone, then cannot they do the same thing to you? Yes, they can. Yes, they can. A flying saucer is a projection that is demonic into the heart and into the mind and into the soul of the people that see it. It's not real. It didn't come from some distant planet. It's not real in that it is green men or something from way off up there. That's not what it is. What is it? It's a satanic deception. It's real in that sense. And Satan is real. Is he real? Could Satan appear and disappear at will in this building? Yes, he could. Yes, he could. He could appear and disappear at will. He certainly can. And he can appear and disappear as any kind of a thing that he has power to do that. He can transform himself into an angel of light. Yet he's not. This spirit world that you are about to encounter, and you're just getting the fringes of it right now, is going to be the most demonic, deceptive thing that has ever fallen upon humanity. Why, preacher? Because they know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven, and they know that there's going to be a war that's going to soon take place when Michael and his angels fight against the dragon and his angels. Human beings probably won't see any of that, but it'll be a war nonetheless. A to the death war that is fought in the heavens above us, and it'll be Michael and Archangel coming head to head against Satan, the dragon. And the Bible says Satan will not prevail against Michael, and he'll be cast down. Where's he cast down to? Not hell? Not the lake of fire? Where is he cast to? What does it say about when he's cast to the earth? He knows he has but a short time. That's when the worst deception this earth has ever known, it's about to go through. What is that? When his man of sin becomes the son of perdition. When he is wounded to death in the head, and 3 days later he is raised from the dead, his deadly wound is healed, and the whole world knows it, and they marvel at it, and they say, who can make war against the beast? That's what they say. This deception right here, folks, I may not be able to lay out chronologically every event, exactly when it's going to take place, how it takes place. What I'm trying to give you is a broad spectrum this morning of the deception that's coming. It may not be exactly the way I've said it to you, but that they can control the weather, that they will present a false Jesus, that they may be able to have a false rapture, that they are able to control your mind, that they are preparing the world for a one world religion. In order to have a one world government, you're going to need a one world religion. And the church, the Christian church, the Bible, the body of Christ, of all the people on the face of this earth, it is us that is so unique in that we say to all other religions, I know you mean well, and I know you're sincere, and I know you're doing the best you can, but there's just one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That's what got the church in trouble under Nero in 1 Peter chapter number 1. And that's exactly what will get true believers in trouble with this coming world religion and government. They're already doing the best they can to brainwash kids in school that you're bigoted, that you're narrow-minded, and that you're ignorant if you think Jesus is the only way. That's the message they're trying to get into into the mind of your children. That's the most insidious thing, if you'll know the truth about how I feel personally about all this. It's how they take young, impressionable minds, and because they got a sheet of paper hanging on the wall somewhere that was given to them by somebody that gave them a sheet of paper from another place that gave them a sheet of paper that calls it a degree, that they can go into that room and they can take your children's minds and they can mold them to become a humanistic, atheistic, one-world, global, religious moron that's going to accept self-worship and self-God. This God that appears is only going to be one of them that was here before, who's exalted himself to the place that he is. That's what this one world religion's about. It's about self-exaltation, becoming God from yourself. That's what karma is. That's what karma's all about in Eastern mysticism and Eastern religions. It's all about how that one time God was man, now man is God. It's all the same old thing. It's all the same old junk. Yet these people in these schoolhouses, they call themselves teachers, through a subtle mixture of assaulting the authority of the Bible, assaulting the authority of history, assaulting the authority of archaeology, assaulting the authority of science, and assaulting their faith, they undermine daily everything they have been taught. And that's what they're doing. And of course, go pay your taxes and make sure that you can support them when they take your kids and teach them. Yes, sir, you have some. Yeah, that's about to get into that. Go ahead.
They also have a cell phone that they're working on that can read your thoughts. And if you read your thoughts, they can plant thoughts in. But they're also working on another type of cell phone that it's like a mesh, and it fits on your skin, and then your skin absorbs it.
Well, you know what? Yeah, bottom line is what you're talking about is the technology involved. And they will not stop until they're able to monitor you 24/7. They're going to know every place you've been, everything you've said, where you are now, everybody that's talked to you, where they've been. They're going to monitor every movement you make 24/7. Now, that's going on to a limited degree right now with a lot of people under surveillance. They're monitoring them. And of course, you have the FBI, CIA, and the National Security Agency, and all the rest of them that are involved for a lot of times for legitimate reasons, where they're monitoring the movement of criminals and what have you. That's one thing. But to monitor the movement of every individual citizen in this country is an assault on your First Amendment right and the right to privacy of the Constitution. There's the problem, though. If you're going to have a one-world government and you're going to make, it says the Bible, he says it, the Scripture says he causes all, both everybody, to receive this mark. In order to do that, you've got to be able to monitor where they are and control what they're doing. And they've been setting us up for it for some time now. They've been setting you up for it. Yes, sir. It didn't happen overnight. Yes, sir. Yes, it does, brother. And let me say this about Project Blue Beam, okay? Let me say this because I need to give you a qualifier, all right? Project Blue Beam in itself may be a complete hoax. After all I said to you, I'm going to say that to you. Why? Because Project Blue Beam may be a diversionary tactic to get you all tied up in one thing when they're really working on something else to implement what they intend to do. But this is no hoax. They are going to mimic Christ. They're going to mimic the truth. They're going to give some kind of a deception that's going to cause the whole world to give up their faith in the truth and turn to the Antichrist. It's a deception that is going to blow the mind of the people on this earth. And the Bible says God is going to give them that deception because they love not the truth, but had love of the lie. But I gave you some of the technologies that are out there. These technologies are real, folks. This is not a hypothetical. The technology is real. Very real. Very, very real. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Romans 8:22 says that the whole creation groaneth in travail.
Yes, sir.
Till now, you know, waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God. Jesus talked about the
that travail has to do with a woman giving birth.
Right.
In Roman, in Matthew 24, that's what it's talking about.
Exactly. As time draws nearer, the louder she screams. And there's a verse, I believe it's in the book of Jeremiah, I can't find a reference.
I understand your concept. What you're trying to say is that even though this groaning and all of this may be a product of the right before the second advent, God may be using that also. If he lets it come out of heaven, what he's doing is this last days, right before the coming of the Lord, is to awaken people. We're not sleeping. We're not children of the night. We're children of the day. Somebody said, well, now, preacher, I've heard this over and I've heard it over and I've heard it over and I've heard it over and over. Then you've given up the blessed hope if you don't believe in the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
You have. He's the blessed hope. He's our blessed hope. With an honest face, how many of you believe that continuing at the rate we're going, that this world could be here 10 years from now, anywhere like you know it now? No way. 10 years from now. No way. Why do you think a gallon of gasoline now is over $5 in some place in the country? When we have billions of barrels in reserve out here in this Bakken place out there somewhere in Wyoming and so forth, this pipeline was stopped coming down out of Canada, Keystone Pipeline, and the offshore drilling in the Gulf has essentially been squelched. It's almost like somebody is trying to force America to its knees. Why would he do that? Why would they do that? Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Right, so they can keep the price high. Yeah, not crude oil. You're talking about they're shipping refined gasoline. Yeah. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why we don't have electric cars now? I know we got a few, Nissan, Ford, Chevrolet, and a few others, and some independent manufacturers. But, folks, do you know how much infinitely more efficient an electric motor is than a gasoline motor and powerful? Every time you look at one of these big locomotive trains out here pulling, remember this, that thing, that it's got a diesel motor in it, but that diesel motor is a generator.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think each one of the wheels has its own individual electric motor. I'm not exactly sure of all the technology involved in it. That electric motor has infinitely more torque than a gasoline or a diesel engine. So why is it that you're still dependent upon gasoline and diesel fuel and so forth? Yes, sir.
Well, they created an electric car back in, I think it was 1914, that could travel up to 40 miles without a recharge.
40 miles in 1914.
I think it was about 1914.
And that's probably lead acid back then, battery. They have lithium ion now, and they've got all kinds of different battery technologies available. And that's one of the best is lithium ion. And one of the things that makes it so expensive to buy an electric car is because these batteries can become so unstable that they have to be so carefully charged. And so it's a big deal involved in these things. But folks, if you could buy an electric car for $5,000, plug it in, and go 200 or 300 miles before you had to plug it in again. How many do that today? I'd buy 2 or 3 of them, wouldn't you? But what happened? Immediately, OPEC and the oil industry and all the rest of it would go what? The what? Yeah. Well, the Chevy Volt, they say, you know, it's a nice car, costs $40,000+, but some of them have been catching on fire. And the reason they're catching on fire is because I told you just a moment ago the technology of charging these lithium-ion batteries. The reason I know that is because electric bikes, they have electric bikes, and these guys that ride these electric bikes, that's all they talk about is how they can improve their batteries, and they have their batteries set up in banks, and they've got these chargers, and the charger has to monitor exactly how much voltage is going into that, and they can warp, they can explode, and all kinds of stuff. But the thing is, lithium ion holds a charge a whole lot longer than a lead acid battery, which is what you've got in your car is lead acid. That's the difference. Technology. Yes, sir. Yeah, right, 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 right. There's a reason for this. You don't have to start an electric motor. All you have to do is close the circuit. The moment you close that circuit, you're gone. And you don't have to worry about water in your, and you don't have to worry about an antifreeze or radiator, busted blocks, any of that. Any of the problems, tuning it up, points, plugs, they don't use points anymore, whatever, the electronic ignition, all that. Don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Just get in there and close the circuit. You're gone. That's all you got to do. Isn't that amazing? They're controlling, folks. All right, we'll have a word of prayer and let you go. And then next Sunday, Lord willing, pick up again and get back to study the Bible. Amen. Brother Valance, will you dismiss us, please?